So happy to be welcoming to the program today, John Hedstrom. And Mr. Hedstrom is Executive Director of the ALS Association Massachusetts Chapter. We're here to chat about the upcoming inaugural CEO Soak. This is happening on June 10th, right in downtown Crossing, to raise funds for ALS research. Mr. Hedstrom, so great to meet you. Thank you.
Joe, thanks for having me on today. Yeah, we're excited about the event. It's a brand new one. For us, we're borrowing it from our Western Pennsylvania chapter. They've had some success down there in Pittsburgh. So we'll try to see if the black and gold of Boston can improve upon the black and gold of Pittsburgh.
Ah, very good. Okay. Throw down the gauntlet or the Stanley Cup, as it were.
As it were.
So this is kind of a takeoff of folks are very familiar, of course, with the Ice Bucket Challenge, right? From Pete Frates and his family.
Yes. This is meant to build on and honor the legacy of the Ice Bucket Challenge, which was 7 years ago now. And so we thought we'd bring the community back together. This is directed at the business community, the CEOs, small businesses, large companies, law firms, middle managers, if you want to have your division do it, whoever it might be. But it's a chance to raise money for our organization and have a little bit of fun doing it. We're going to have a little networking event beforehand. People can I guess you bump elbows still or bump fists and get a chance to say hello to some folks. Then we'll go out in the fountain and do a little soak and have some fun. And like I said, and raise some money for a great cause and for our community and here in Massachusetts.
Okay. So the actual soak is in the fountain?
Yes, it is in the fountain. You will have to wear your Sunday best and you get to go into the fountain and it'll turn right on and I guess it'll get you. That's what we've been promised.
But we'll talk a little bit more about that. But first, let me ask you, how is ALS Massachusetts coping during the pandemic? What have been some of the challenges?
It has been challenging. And, our chapter has been fine. I make the comment that we held serve as a chapter. We were able to keep everybody on board. We were able to keep engaging with our community. The only thing we really had to shut down was our home visits. We weren't able to visit homes. But we are about to reopen starting next week. We're going to get out back into our homes and visit with our folks. And we'll still, of course, recognize home social distancing and anything that needs to be done for them. But it's been harder on the community. I mean, it's already an isolating disease and this has been more isolating for them.
What I guess have been, some of the challenges for patients, both in terms of receiving care, but also in terms of, relating with the community and with their family.
I mean, that was the hard part, when this first started and we already, our community is at high risk for anything, is immunocompromised. And so a lot of home health help had to sort of come out of the home. Folks weren't going into the home, so they, was relying even more on families members to provide care during this time. Everyone around the country is going and around the world just has economic stress and financial stress and job stress as everyone's impacted by this. So there was a lot more to it. And I said before, they were a lot more isolated. There's a fun story of, a man in Sterling. One of the programs we have is we install ramps for people to get in and out of their homes. And this gentleman had been stuck in his home for basically about a year, but was needing to get out to his appointments again. And we were set to install a ramp on a Monday, and a snowstorm hit on a Saturday. And we partnered with a group of Phi Delta Thetas called Live Through Lou. And they went on a Saturday morning, about 20 of them, and shoveled out a pathway where the ramp was going to go so they could install it so this gentleman could get out to his appointments. And so it just shows I think the generous nature of the people around the state and sort of engaging with our community and helping our community sort of get back to some sense of normal, particularly now as we really try to open back up.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what are some of the positives, that have come out of this whole experience, particular with ALS? And there's one of them right there.
That's a great one. We've learned some other things. We have community groups that we provide, and we've typically done them in person around the state, various places around the state. Obviously we couldn't do that. So we brought everything sort of onto the Zoom calls. And we found that two things. One, we could bring together a larger group from across the state so people could share, different experiences, whether you're on the Cape or you're in Western Mass or in Boston, a chance to meet new faces, talk to new people. And then we started adding in pieces to that where we're going and talking to experts or even our own staff. We have a speech language pathologist on staff. And we started introducing webinars and educational pieces to those community groups so that we're able to provide resources as much as we could and educational resources for our community. And we're going to continue that as we move forward. We're actually building a much larger educational programming piece to our care services programming because of this. We've learned quite a bit.
Yeah, I think a lot of organizations are kind of reassessing, reevaluating, and picking the good out of what's come out of the past.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Forward with it. How many folks, just in general, are kind of afflicted with ALS in Massachusetts, would you say, even just roughly?
Roughly, based on the CDC provides numbers that provide an estimate, between 400 to 500 each year, essentially is where we are. We serve about 350 plus within our chapter. Around the state.
And how do folks access services through ALS of Massachusetts? How does that connection happen?
When they're diagnosed, we work with some of the clinics around the state to provide our contact information. And when they receive that diagnosis, as you can imagine, it's an incredibly difficult time for them and their family. And just provided their information, they can reach out to us, and then we'll have a care services coordinator reach out back out to them and just sort of walk them through it. And if they care to, they can register with our chapter. And once they're registered with our chapter, they'll be assigned a care services coordinator. And then we'll get them into anything and everything that we can do. Like, we provide, all of our care services are provided at no cost.
Well, what types of services do folks find most beneficial?
Anything and everything, but like durable medical equipment, delivering of walkers, deliver power wheelchairs, hospital beds. We talked about earlier about installing ramps. Yep. We have a speech language pathologist on staff, which allows us to have an augmentative communication program. We will provide iPads, Surface Pros, eye gaze devices. When people lose the ability to use their hands, they can use their eyes to communicate. Our goal is to allow people to live as independent a life as they can for as long as they can. And so we have all of these, this whole panoply of services that we will provide and continue to add to as we continue to grow.
Yeah. Are there support services for family members or friends or colleagues even?
We do. We work with the caregivers, whether it's a caregiver cocktail happy hour, sort of give them a chance on via Zoom just to get together and just sort of talk amongst themselves. We have partnered with our Northern New England chapter to put together a caregiver learning lab. And this is a program where we will sort of introduce them to the equipment and other things that are going to come along in their journey with ALS so that they're comfortable as they sort of have to move through that process and can sort of anticipate what their needs are going to be and when they're going to be. This has been something we have learned from our community. We look at this as a two-way street. And, one of the first meetings I ever had was with a group of Western Mass folks, and they said, what we really needed from the resources, you guys have been great there, we need to be able to anticipate some more. So we're now trying to build out our website with a resource guide and through these clinical learning labs and a newly diagnosed program to sort of help set up them for as much success as we can and allow them to anticipate what they're going to need and allow us to work together in a more efficient manner.
Yeah, who knows better, right, than the people that are going through it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we learned the tricks of the trade from them. It's certainly true.
Has ALS Massachusetts been negatively impacted financially because of the pandemic?
We were definitely down last year in revenue. I will say, PPP, like others, we were lucky enough to receive PPP that definitely helped. But we were able to hold our own expenses down. We sort of ratcheted everything down and made sure that our care services were taken care of. That's what mattered the most. And we weren't allowed to go out and pick up or drop off equipment. So we basically just shifted to purchasing off of Amazon. And we had some partners who helped us with some grant funds that allowed us to just purchase and drop ship to our folks. And so we've sort of built up a little bit more of an inventory, and we're looking forward to June 1st, next week, getting back out there and be able to do those visits and drop off equipment that's needed and pick up equipment if we need to, and really engage them as we have for 30 years now, 31 years now.
Wow. Are there volunteer opportunities at all with ALS Massachusetts?
Yes, we would love to have folks volunteer. This is one of the major goals of the chapter is to build up a volunteer network, whether it's within care services. We'd love to have people who would help us pick up and drop off equipment around the state if they're able to do that. It frees up our care service coordinators to really interact with our patient base.
Right.
And we're looking for folks who want to help us with our events. Love to have people come out to the events and help us there. So yes, absolutely. Any and all help is greatly appreciated.
Okay, good. Is there a training session or a kind of a break-in period?
The way we're doing it now is if you want to go to our website, als-ma.org, you can sign up to be a volunteer. There's a link to become a volunteer, or you could simply send an email to info@als-ma.org and we will take your information and we'll reach back out to you.
Were you able to hold any events at all in 2020, fundraising events or community events at all?
We did them all virtually, like everybody else. We tried to do the, we tried to put in together a summer fun run series. We partnered with a few chapters around New England, as well as Andrew Frades and the Frades Family Foundation. We did all of our walks on one day. Did a walk across Massachusetts, walk where you are, and then we had the ride, a ride to defeat, which was virtual as well. So we're looking forward to getting back to those in person this upcoming fall.
Right, and of course, it gave you time to plan the inaugural, right? The inaugural CEO Soak again, June 10th in downtown Boston. If you could tell us a bit about exactly what that day is going to include, and while you're doing that, I'll show folks the flyer that's been put together all about it.
Sure. So CEO Soak is, folks can sign up on at our website. You can see it there, CEOSoak.ma.org. It's entailing a sort of a fun way to honor the legacy of the Ice Bucket Challenge. We're asking CEOs, whether they're from small businesses, large businesses, law firms, even if they're division managers, it's a way to raise money, come down to Boston. Come down to the Granary Tavern beforehand. We'll have a little brunch networking event for folks to sort of bump elbows or bump fists, say hello to who's doing it. And then what we'll do is we'll send groups of folks out into the, right across the street to the Rings Fountain and the Rose Kennedy Greenway. And from my understanding is the fountain goes off for a minute. We'll put a group of folks in to the fountain and the fountain will turn back on and we'll capture them getting soaked with some folks there to sort of video the event, and then they'll come out and we'll send another group back in and just have a nice day of it. And it's not too much time taken out of your day. I have to say, if you have a lunch meeting, you'll be able to make your lunch meeting.
Just bring a change of clothes, right?
What's that?
Just bring a change of clothes.
Just bring a change of clothes, right. But we'll have some shirts or things like that you can maybe use if you need to. But you'd have to bring a change of clothes to make that lunch meeting.
How many folks have signed up so far? Do you know roughly?
Roughly, I think we're at 20 to 25 companies. I will tell you, I found out yesterday, we have Peter Alden, he's the president, CEO of Bay State Savings. And he was interviewed and he's in Worcester and he's recruiting on his own. He's basically has created a second site for us out of the blue. And I'm going down there on Tuesday. They're doing it on Tuesday the 1st. So I'm going to go down to Worcester and with Peter and then and Bay State Savings and the CEOs that he's recruited from around the city of Worcester to do it. Now, we've had some good partners there. Worcester Red Sox are involved. Worcester Railers are involved. Worcester Pirates are involved. We've got folks in Boston. We've got Biogen. We've got Amylyx. We've got Harvey Waste Management. We've got APIC Bio. We've got several different companies that are involved. And if you go to our website, the website CEOSoakMA.org, you can see who's Stop and Shop.
Stop and Shop right here in Quincy. So yeah,
right. Stop and Shop right there in Quincy. They're involved. Yes.
Any deadline to sign up at all, Mr. Hedstrom?
Well, if you want to participate in the Soak, we'd love to have you down the 10th. There's no deadline for raising funds. If you want to sign up and raise funds beyond that date, absolutely. That's just fine by us. But if you want to get in on the fun, you can do that. There are companies that don't allow their folks to be in such situations quite yet publicly. Right. So we have an option if you want to do a Soak, like Bay State Savings is doing theirs on the 1st. If you want to do it at your office and then send in a video of it, we'll take it. We'll put it into our programming, put it out on our social media, however you want to do it. Okay. We're happy to do it. So if you can't make it downtown Boston, you can do it at your office or at your home, however you want to do it.
Okay, so it might not be as dramatic as the Rose Kennedy fountain, but maybe the backyard hose or something, right?
Backyard hose, yeah. My kids dumped a bucket of water on me so I could do the for a promo video. So yeah, that's how it worked, you know.
Fun. We'll have to get a copy of that.
Yeah, you know, the kids get to soak their dad. They're you know, happy to throw it nice and hard.
Yeah. And I'm assuming rain or shine, this is going to happen.
Rain or shine.
Okay.
Yes, rain or shine.
Let's hope for a 90-degree summer day, right?
That would be nice, yes. We'll try to help out. Yeah, let's see if we can get that to help out.
Yeah. Is there a goal, a fundraising goal for this?
We do have a fundraising goal of $100,000. Okay. Like I said, this is a brand new event. We're looking to grow it. So we're going to start at $100,000, and we're going to push to go from there. It's a great way for us, for our chapter, to diversify our revenue stream, to look beyond our traditional walks and ride, which are really heavy community events, and sort of bring in the corporate world to help fund, you know, what we do on the care services side, as well as we do also, you know, we provide funding for research too. We don't just do care services. We like to say we're providing care for today and supporting hope for tomorrow. That's our tagline.
Are the funds for this particular event geared toward any specific area?
No, any and all of our events are typically bringing in as general operating revenue, and then we basically go to fill where we need them within our operating budget, whether it's care services, and we do set aside money each year for research.
Yeah.
And we typically, the board and I will sort of sit down at the end of the year and figure out where we want to invest in our research dollars. And we typically try to bring it back to Massachusetts, but we work with our national organization, which is the largest private funder of research, ALS research in the world. Hmm. And so we will work with them to figure out which projects they have, their scientific community has approved, and we'll work to sort of try to, if we can, bring those dollars back here to the state.
Sure. Has there been progress in research in ALS in recent years? You know?
So in 7 years, if you think about it, 7 years since the Ice Bucket Challenge, yes,
yeah.
Research progress has been made. We've identified more biomarkers, we've identified more genes. We now have over 200 scientists worldwide working on this. We have spent $100+ million as an organization on research. We have in commitments currently $55 million in research. Amylyx, the company right here in Cambridge, a young company, there, Josh and Justin are our honorary co-chairs for the CEO Soak. Yeah, they just went through an incredible phase 2 trial where they have really positive news. Unfortunately, the FDA here in the States is a little more conservative than Europe and Canada. So, we don't quite have access to it yet, but we're hoping to do so. We had a day with the FDA yesterday saying we can't wait. And we had 8 speakers who spoke to the FDA and said, you know, we need faster, better ways, more efficient ways to get these drugs to our folks. And that we're willing to take the risks as long as it's proven safe and effective through the scientific process. And so we're hopeful. There are other drugs in the pipeline coming from other companies. So for a rare disease, we're doing exceptionally well. It's not fast enough. I will say that it's never fast enough in this community. It's the hardest conversation I have to have with folks is that I understand it's like you're facing your own mortality and this is not coming fast enough.
You know, to give people hope that it is not forgotten and there is progress being made, I think is important for sure.
Yes.
And of course that makes the fundraiser all that much more important, right? Recap for folks one more time, the inaugural CEO Soak to benefit ALS here in Massachusetts, Thursday, June 10th at the Rings Fountain, Rose Kennedy Greenway, and CEOSoakMA.org to sign up, to donate, to learn all about it. Anything else we should let folks know about, Mr. Hedstrom?
If you can't make the CEO Soak and you want to, if you would rather work within the fall with our ride and our walks, we'd love to see you. We have 4 different walks across the state, one on the North Shore, one in Boston at Carson City Beach. So that's for the Quincy folks, most likely. We've got one in Worcester and then one in Western Mass. And then for those who like to ride their bikes, we have a great event. We have the oldest ride to defeat ALS in the country. It's in Wayland, Mass. And then we have a 10, a 25, a 50, and a 70-mile track based out of the Longfellow Club in Wayland. And we've been doing it there for years and years, and it's a great event. We're looking to grow those. So you can go to our website. If you look on the events page, it'll show all the dates for all these events, and we'd love to see you come out.
Okay, great. And I know you're all over social media as well for folks who utilize that. So check that out as well.
Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, all of the yes, Facebook. We do a ton of communication through our social media. So if you want to follow us, you want to know what we're doing, that's the great place to go, is all the social media. Just search for the ALS Massachusetts chapter and you'll find us.
All right. Appreciate your time. I really wish you a successful event this year. And please reach out if we can be of any assistance here at QATV. We're happy to do so.
Joe, really appreciate your time. Thanks for having us on.
Our pleasure. Be well.
Be well.